Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I'm your host Tom Haynes, and since this is coming out on September 8th, a little celebration here at the podcast. The first podcast that I did was on September 9th of 2024. So this will celebrate 1 year of podcasts. This will be the 65th episode of year one. And for those of you who are actually keeping track, there were 66 episodes, but one was just special announcement, so it didn't have a number on it. So I want to thank you at the beginning. Thank you for continuing to listen to the podcast. Listen to me sometimes rant on my soapbox. Hopefully, more than ranting, I'm able to help some of you who are in this journey that is a fantastic journey of becoming an air traffic controller and being an air traffic controller. And so last week I talked about the one thing that you cannot do as an air traffic controller, whether you're at the academy, whether you're in training at your first facility, whether you're CPC at your first facility or later on. The one thing you cannot do, you cannot give up. And so you may want to ask yourself or ask me, you know, but what do I do, Tom, when the situation looks bleak? Okay, we'll talk about the academy specifically for a while. And let me start off by saying that I understand that situation. I understand what it's like to be in that situation. I was in that situation when I went through the academy. Really low score on the first graded problem. And I wasn't sure what was going to happen. But what grew out of that, and then what I saw in 5 years of being at the academy as an instructor instead of a student, what I saw is that, number one, you have to go and reevaluate, and you have to kind of constantly be doing this. Evaluate what your goal is. Okay? And if you're at the academy, no matter which option you're in, doesn't really matter. But if you're at the academy, your goal is passing. That's the one and only goal that you have. Passing the academy. And to accomplish that goal requires a lot of determination, a lot of commitment, a lot of doing the things that you need to do when you don't feel like doing it. And if you get into a situation at the academy when it seems bleak and it seems dark and it seems like there's no way that you're going to get through, that is when you have to have that commitment to seeing it through. And that's why I talk about that being one of the things that you have to decide ahead of time before you get to Oklahoma City. And you have to decide, what am I going to do when I get down, when I get discouraged, am I going to let the Academy win, or am I going to try and do what it takes to win at the Academy? And if you have that commitment and you make that commitment before you get there, okay, then it will make it easier to keep that commitment when you're there. Now, having said that, it's never easy to be in a position where you are discouraged and you're questioning whether you have what it takes to get through. And I get that. But there again, you have to kind of go back to what is your goal and how are you going to get there? For the Enroot Academy, you have 12 weeks, 59 working days. So that's 12 weeks. A grand total, give or take a few, depending on when you start during the week and any holidays, any weather days. But you're looking at about 84 days in the Enroot Academy, give or take. And the amount of information that you have to not just take in, not just assimilate, but be able to understand to the point where you can apply it in situations that are time critical, that are under pressure. That's a lot to ask anyone. And you have to be prepared. That's why I continue to say you have to be prepared before you get to Oklahoma City. You have to make decisions ahead of time so that you're not trying to make those decisions while you're there. And so that the decisions are kind of taken out of your hands and you say, well, I made the commitment. I'm going to stick by that commitment. And I understand that there are circumstances, there are different circumstances for different students where you may need to resign. I understand that. But for the vast majority of you, that's not the case. And so you have to go in with the mindset that I understand what is going to happen, and I'm not going to let it change those decisions that I made. Now, again, having said that, I can tell you 100% you're not prepared for what's coming up. If you have not started the Academy, I can tell you 100% you're not prepared for what's coming up. If you're in basics, I can tell you 100% you are not prepared for what is coming. Because the Enroot program is basics times 100. And there are people that don't get through basics. They don't pass the final test. Just like there are currently about 40% of people who start the Enroot Academy who do not pass. And about 30% who start the Tower Academy and do not pass. That's a big percentage. So what you have to do, and I've talked about it in previous podcasts, I'll talk about it again. What you have to do is understand what the goal is at the end of those 84 days, passing. But you have a different goal each and every day. Like I said, there's a lot of information that you're going to get, and you only have 84 days to demonstrate that you understand it. That's not a lot of time. And so time becomes your greatest enemy. And so what you have to do is you have to not look at it as 3 months or 12 weeks or even 84 days. All that you can do, all that you have control of, is what you do now, what you do today. Doesn't matter what you did yesterday at the academy. It only matters what you do today. Because that's all you really have control over. But you have to make the most of today so that tomorrow, again, you can make the most of tomorrow. And then the day after that, you can make the most of the day after that. Because no matter where you are at the academy or prior to the academy, no matter which option you're in, tower, en route, it doesn't matter. Today is the only day that matters. It does not matter what happened yesterday. And remember, that goal is passing the academy. That's the only goal. Yes, you want to do well on the tests. Yes, you want to do well in non-radar for en route. But what really matters in route wise is that 66 points at the end on those last 2 days. The rest is important. Don't get me wrong. It is important. But you can make 100 on everything. You can have 34 points going into those last 2 days and still not pass. Now, that can get depressing quick, or quickly. It does for me, and I'm just talking about it. I'm not living it. So what you have to do from day one of the academy is make the most of each day. And that is one reason why I do suggest and I advise each and every one of you who have the opportunity, learn the map as much as you can before you get to Oklahoma City. They will not tell you that on the Discord chat. Don't even get involved with them. They will tell you all you have to learn is the alphabet. No. No. Learn as much as you can. The FAA put the map information out there. Get it. Get hold of it. Learn it. It's one thing, one huge thing you don't have to learn those first 13 days before your map test. That's 2.5 of your 12 weeks. That's over 1/6 of your time there. That is more than 16% of your time there. That if you have already learned the map, you don't have to worry about it. You can worry about everything else they are teaching you. it's worth it. I had a discussion with someone totally out of the blue, non-academy related for the most part. He says he knows three people that are working where he is who have dates for the academy for en route. And he got them the map, had them start studying it. I told him that was the best thing he could possibly do for those three young gentlemen. He knew, because he was an instructor in the tower version of the program, he knew that having the map is crucial. Learning the map early is crucial. I will still tell you every day, every episode, and I may start doing it. Learn the map. Learn the map. Make every day a positive step. Make sure that you are doing what you can today. Okay? And if you're on day, let's say day 18, you're three and a half weeks through the non-radar portion of the En Route Academy. Okay? I will tell you, on day 18 of the academy, you cannot pass the academy. You cannot do it on day 18. You can't do the radar evals on day 18. They won't let you. So don't even try to do that. Do on day 18 what you can do. It's a roundabout way of saying, do what you can each and every day along the way. And realize that when you're in the non-radar lab, or you're in the radar lab, or you're in the tower tabletop, or you're in the tower sim, get the most out of that day. But realize, it's practice. Try stuff. Try stuff. Practice making decisions. That's what that time is there for. Learn each day what you need to learn that day. Study each day what you need to study that day. Practice each day what you need to practice that day. Get the most out of every one of the days the FAA has you up there. It's the only way to succeed. Now, does that mean that you have to spend all 84 days studying? No, you can't. You can't. You have to have some time doing something else. But you know what? You're accomplishing something during that time as well. You're being intentional with your time away from studying and practicing. You still have to be intentional about the whole thing. It's just 84 days. So don't let one day go by where you're just, I'll just ease through today. You need days of rest. Don't get me wrong. You do need days of rest, but be intentional about the rest. Be intentional about resetting. Don't just take a day off to take a day off.
Okay.
Now, don't mishear me. You will and you do need time away from air traffic, especially if you're new to it. You have to have time away from it, but be intentional about that. Don't just let it happen. Be intentional about it. Get in the habit of being intentional about everything at the academy. Be intentional about your study and be intentional about your practice. Be intentional when you're in class. When you're on a break, take a break. Talk about other stuff. I've seen classes that spend all 8 hours talking air traffic. Oh my. That'd be too much for me. Okay? You have to be intentional. And it goes back to, you have to be intentional about what your purpose there is. You have to be intentional about what your goals are. But be intentional about what you want to get out of each day. And as far as I'm concerned, that starts before you ever step foot in Oklahoma City. Be intentional about learning the map. If you have questions about the map, email me. Be more than happy to answer any questions you have about the map. Still in the process of figuring out some of the details for the video of doing the map. And it's probably going to come out much simpler than I had hoped for, but I want to just get it out there so that you have it. But if you have questions about the map, email me. Okay? I'll answer any questions you have. We can even arrange a call, text, whatever, to take care of your questions. Please don't go to Oklahoma City with any questions. Don't leave your home to start that drive or to start that flight with questions. Now, there are a lot of the paperwork type questions. I'm not your guy. I'm not in the FAA. I don't know the answers for that. I do know that if you can afford it, put at least 5, if not 10% into the thrift. Okay? If you can possibly do it, start that from day one. I do know that. Okay, so how do you get through those times when you start to question yourself? You start to get down on yourself? That's where you have to have a schedule. You have to have the intentionality to just take the next step. One step at a time. That's all you can do. They won't let you jump ahead. So don't try. It's going to go by fast enough. Don't try and make it go by faster. So you have to be intentional. You have to have made decisions ahead of time that you just decide that no matter what you go through, your goal is to pass. And you can't pass unless you get to those last 2 days. You could be perfect, but if you resign before you take those last three evals, you will not pass. So you have to have made those decisions. And it's best to make those decisions before you get to Oklahoma City. And then stick with them. And I know that's difficult. I have been there. Now, when I was going through the academy and had that score that I've never scored before on a test on the first grade problem, I just started doing what I should have been doing from the very beginning. I started being intentional about practicing. And it made all the difference. And I could see the difference. Not right away, but within a week, everything had changed. Because I was practicing in ways that I had not been. So, each day, you do what you can do that day. Whether it's running non-radar problems in class, in the lab, and then running as many non-radar problems you can as you can with classmates outside the lab, you have to do what you can do that day. And that's all you can do. But if you do that consistently, deliberately, intentionally, you will, capital W, capital I, capital L, you will get better. You will. I guarantee it. It happens. You can, but you can only do what you can do today. This comes out on Monday, whether you're listening to it on Monday or some other point during the week. Today is the day that matters. John Maxwell has a book. Today matters. Today does matter. You can't do it tomorrow, but you can do it today. And you can do it as well as you can. And that mindset, the decisions, the intentionality, the mindset that says, I'm going to get through this no matter what. The end result will be the end result. But I'm going to go through each and every day so that when I do get to the end, I don't look back and say, oh, I could have done so much more. I've seen students do that. And it's heartbreaking to watch. It really, truly is. Those were my worst days at the academy. Just watching students realize that if they had just done a little bit more, I mean, when you miss passing by fewer than 10 points on your final radar eval, that's close. That's 69 point something. You don't want to be in a position where you're looking back and going, oh, I could have done just a little bit more. I know I could have. Don't let that happen. Take it day by day, step by step, and you will get to the point that you can get to. Now, whether it's enough to pass, I don't know. You don't know. But all you can do is do what you can each day. And like I said, some of those days on the weekend are going to be spent, intentionally spent, away from air traffic control. And you're going to need it. So do it. But also realize that 84 days is not a lot of time. Tower, it's even shorter. Tower is probably closer, it's between 60 and 70 days. It's not a lot of time. Make use of each day. Make use of each day to the best of your abilities, so that when you get to the last day there, you'll have no regrets. And hopefully, you'll be celebrating with your classmates. And hopefully, it'll be every one of your classmates. It can be done. I think they've had one class in the last 2 years for en route that had 100%. It can be done. I've had classes that came oh so close. And then I started betting my classes. Said, hey, everybody passes, I'll shave my head. Period. So, it can be done. You have to be intentional about it. You have to be intentional as a class about it. It has to be something that you as a class talk about, plan on, and determine that you are going to do whatever it takes to get 100% of your class through the academy. Challenge yourself. Challenge your class. It can be done. And you could be the class to do it. You could be the student that makes the difference for your class. Be that student. Be intentional about it. Okay, there again, I'll step down off my soapbox. But like I said, if you have a question, and you don't have to be at the academy, if you are and you have a question, email me. It's Tom Haynes at sidebysideatc.com. The website, oh, praise the Lord, our website is back to SideBySideATC.com. You don't have to type in all the other stuff. Finally, someone with a little more technical expertise than I had was able to help me. So, the website, SideBySideATC.com. If you can't find an answer there, email me. Tom Haynes at sidebysideatc.com. As I've said before, and I'll say it again, don't try to do this journey on your own. It is a tough, long, winding road. Don't try and do it on your own. If you have family, if you have a significant other, loved ones who are willing to be there and help you, use them. Use them. You'll be surprised just how helpful someone who knows nothing about air traffic control can be while you're a student, while you're in training. That I have firsthand experience with. My wife is amazing. And it's amazing what she now knows that she didn't, she had no idea when we first started. But she has been such a help to me. Get a loved one, family member, friend, close friend. And if you need someone, email me, get in touch with me. I'd love to be there to help you. I mean, that's the whole reason for this podcast. It's the whole reason for everything that I offer, is wanting to help each and every one of you get as far into this air traffic journey as you can get. So if you need someone, contact me. I'll be there. Don't go alone. Always have someone with you. Always have someone with you side by side. Until next week. Goodbye.